I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Chucky's All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to check us out on TV. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Brian Kenny from the MLB Network. They're airing live coverage before and after every postseason game. Brian's going to host MLB tonight at 3 p.m. before the Cardinals-Braves. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for joining us. So, huge game here for the Nationals, and we were kicking around earlier. They've been in this position before. Three times in a game five, but every time it's been at home, so it feels a little different. And two out of those three times, they had Gio going, and Gio Gonzalez was a good pitcher in both of those years, but he's not Steven Strasburg. Do you think you get a sense that this feels a little different for the Nationals this time around?
Oh, yeah, I think it's very different for a lot of reasons. I mean, one is just Strasburg. Think even of what you're saying. I was wondering what you guys would say about Strasburg, but I mean, he's really flipped the script on that, hasn't he? Where now it's like,
already.
Oh, good, Strasburg.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's earned it. I mean, it's like a real redemption that with your performance that you can change things, and you can change the perception, and you can change the whole deal. So I think that's different. And I also think that the way the Nationals have gone about it this year, they've shown that they're a resilient group. And that this doesn't feel like, you know, oh, no, game five, here we go again, because they're also the underdog. I mean, the Dodgers are the club with the real pressure on them today. It would be a real disappointment if the Dodgers don't get past this round. They have cruised for 6 months. You know, they won 106 games. And they didn't have to win 106 games. They're winning easily. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is a team that could have easily been at, 111 wins. Something like that. And now they're facing elimination. I think the pressure is on LA.
You know, I just want to get into the Strasburg thing for a moment. I think here the perception anyway has been, for the most part, that Strasburg, they've never questioned his talent or his ability, right? Obviously. And that, that he's great when he's on the mound. The question has been, will he go that extra mile for you? There have been times where you've kind of heard rumblings that maybe he didn't really want the ball because maybe he was sick or, didn't want to do something on a short rest, anything out of the routine. And then, of course, you have the moments where early in games, maybe if something went wrong, he might kind of melt down a little bit. But for the most part, everybody loves him on the mound. It's just been those other things that we've questioned. But I think
right.
That's gone
no,
now.
And
those, but I think that's gone now.
Yeah, no, and you can change it with performance. There have been a few things like that. We don't need to go over it. It's he didn't seem to be the most durable person. And look, that happens. And now, though, the way he has pitched in the postseason, and actually he's had good postseason outings even prior to that, even when, the thing is, he got sick and the whole team was sick a couple of years back. But your performance could change things. And, it really does take poise and concentration to get out there in these situations and pitch well. And you can see his body language is different. Everything is, he's in command now. So you can go into this game with confidence. And again, that's one of the great things about sports is that you get to see it. It's evident. It's right in front of you that, hey, wait a second, this guy, used to perform in a certain way and things had to be perfect. Well, now he's the guy in charge. And that's the adherence to process and staying consistent through the years is that you can turn yourself into something excellent. And now if you're LA and you're facing Strasburg, you're looking at a guy with, 9 shutout innings in the postseason, 14 strikeouts, no walks. He's given up one run. Well, that's an ace on the hill that you're facing.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. And we've been tossing this around. So tonight, if you need Strassi to go minimum 6, I say 7, but if he goes only 4 or 5, Do you support Davey bringing in, or even if you go six, do you support Davey bringing in a Corbin based on matchups or a Sanchez? Because here in Washington, we don't want to see Suero. We don't want to see Rodney. We don't want to see Strickland. Okay, we don't want to see those guys. But he went to Corbin on short rest in game three, and it blew up in his face. So what do you think Davey's going to do if he does get the standard six or seven out of Strasburg? Is there another guy that you can rely on?
Yeah, no, I think Doolittle and Hudson are your guys. I think you've shown that Doolittle, has had his bad moments, but he was elite. Even this year, he was one of the top guys inning for inning. And I think he's shown that he's been able to stabilize things. So I'm with you. Every team has an A squad and a B squad. The B squad for the Nationals has been a little scarier than most. Their ERA in the bullpen was one of the worst of all time earlier in the year. So I think that is the way. The Corbin thing did blow up, but if you can get matchups that you want, if you can get left-handers that you want to get an out or two, realizes probably only so much starch that's there, given his workload, but you have to be able to try to get past this round. So I think, you've got at least two relievers that you can rely on, and then you do what you have to do.
Yeah, because you're going to see Kershaw tonight. I mean, unless Bueller's lights out for eight, you're going to see Kershaw.
Yep. And look, Bueller's been excellent too. Kershaw, I think, is good in that role. Kershaw's also a guy who has not been, has not had the great postseason resume. And I think he's more suited to when he comes in and he can be the hero out of the pen. That's a very difficult guy to face. So, no, look, this is a tough matchup all around. And even the starting matchup, I wouldn't know who to give the edge to. Maybe slightly to Strasburg. He's been a little more dominant. But it's been straight up. But there's going to be so many things that are happening as far as, the hitting, the depth. It can be anybody. The team that's deeper, that's better, that's still the Dodgers, because again, they're a super team. There's three super teams roaming the earth right now, but the Nationals have them on the brink, and all they need is something to go their way, and they knock out the champ.
Yeah, I was gonna say two of those super teams are on the brink.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
with game five.
And look, that can happen. It's the weird thing is that actually things have gone to form the last couple of years. And we always say that it doesn't have to go that way. Oh, short series, anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. But things have made sense over the last few years. Like the good teams, the big teams have actually won. The Red Sox were a monster last year. They're 108 wins, the whole deal. And, the Astros before that, the Cubs before that. We haven't had like some 88-win wild card team come up since, the Giants. And even they were good. So we haven't seen this like random variance that were, that kind of throws us off. I think we like to see the teams that win for 6 months actually validate that. And we've seen it. But hey, the Rays, things go their way. There's no reason they can't take a series from the Astros. You don't want it to be that way, but it can happen. What makes sense to us is the Yankees stomp the Twins. That makes sense. But it doesn't have to break that way.
Right. I want to get into your thoughts on Bueller, because we don't get to see him a lot. I think he's making his 62nd career start. I think he's only 25 years old. He pitched a gem the first go around. But if you look at his game log, he's certainly had outings where he's given up 5, 6, 7 runs at times. Any chance that sort of his age and inexperience, combined with the pressure could factor in here a little? I'm looking for any edge I can get. As a Nats fan.
You can. Look, anything can happen, but he's a real power pitcher, and he's been good in these spots. I don't get too much into the narrative of what I call, the cut of the jib. But he's kind of – with pitching, we do know, since you're the protagonist, you have the ball, you initiate the action. Actually, your poise under pressure, your ability to rise to the occasion actually does make somewhat of a difference. And Bueller is kind of a guy that we've seen in playoff games. He does kind of want the ball. He does kind of like that situation. So, no, I'd like to say, anything can happen. Yeah, anything can happen. But what's the probability? Probability is that he gives you, 6 innings and 9 strikeouts. That's usually what happens with him.
Talking to Brian Kenny from MLB Network. The network is airing live coverage before and after every postseason game. Brian's going to host MLB tonight, 3 o'clock, before the Game 5 down in Atlanta, Cards Braves. And you guys at the network, you got to be ecstatic that you got three Game 5s. There's high drama in all three of these series. You know, people are going to be watching. And Verlander last night was not good, giving up the three in the bottom of the first. You know, he didn't blame it on short rest, but you never know how guys are going to react and respond to short rest. What was your take on last night's game?
Yeah, you roll the dice. I think that's it. Like we all have this thing in the playoffs, like, hey, we got to go with our guy, and yeah, he's on short rest, but he's still my guy. No, he's not your guy. He's a diminished asset.
Yeah.
You know, I always say, like, look, it's like a guy who reaches 100 pitches. You can say, well, you know, I stuck with my guy because he's my horse. It's like Scherzer. Oh, I had to stay with my guy. I can't go to the bullpen. Well, it feels better to go with your guy and fail conventionally, and then you can blame him. But I blame the Astros. You know, you win 107 games, you do it with your complete team. You got to roll somebody out there. I said on the MLB Tonight and MLB Now yesterday that if I'm the Rays, I see a path to victory. Now we're not getting Justin Verlander's Cy Young Award winner. We're getting 80% of Justin Verlander. We got a shot at that guy. And then in a Game 5, okay, we have Snell. I believe Snell used them in the bullpen last night. But Snell and Glasnow, those guys are blue chippers. That's not, you know, those guys are ace level for fewer innings, but ace level guys, and we'll throw them up there against Gerrit Cole, who is an ace. So, I don't know, there was suddenly an opening there, and I'm not saying Wade Miley, is more formidable, but I think you got to roll out your regular team, and you put out a guy on short rest. Well, you take that chance. We've seen it again and again, and now they're in trouble because, again, one game, you have no idea. You don't know. Even though it's Gerrit Cole, he's been the best guy in the league. But I looked at that, and I was stunned that they kept Verlander in that long. He clearly was gassed. And now you're thinking, all right, let's say we beat these guys. Then we get the Yankees, and we're putting a lot of strain on a guy in his 30s.
Yeah. And like you said, anything can happen in a Game 5. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't matter who's pitching. Doesn't matter who's playing. Anything can happen. You can't predict what's going to happen in a one-game playoff.
No, there's too much variance. And think of all the exponential things that can happen when you pit 25 guys versus another 25. You know, and suddenly it's Ryan Zimmerman who hits a bomb on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up at his shoulders. You know, and you think about it, you're like, oh, no, Ryan Zimmerman can do that. Well, yeah, he can do that. So if Zimmerman can do that at that age, given what he did this year, you know, anybody in that lineup, a major league player, can change things. And all you can see is, like, you know, all right, what's the process? How good is this team getting after it? And, you know, in the playoffs now, you're dealing with the last couple of teams. You know, this is literally the winner's bracket. You know, these are the teams that perform, you know, at a very high level, especially now in this day and age where you have haves and have-nots. These are the haves going head-to-head.
BK, just real quick, just out of curiosity, where do you watch the games? Because I think the studios are in New Jersey, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay, yeah. And so you're obviously at the studios for most of the day, but, you know, once the games start, do you stay at the studio and watch them, or do you go home? Is there a hotel? Where are you going to watch the Nats and Dodgers tonight?
Oh, no, I'll come home. Yeah. You know, I live 20 minutes away. I have, like, a regular life, you know, a wife, family, you know, house.
That's good.
I'm not under a bridge somewhere. And I'm, and I'm not, you know, and like the other day, I did work the late shift. So I watched, I had the post game for Yankees Twins, which, you know, you're going to be watching there and you do the post. And I'm getting home at 3:30 in the morning. So it depends on what shift you have. I have pregame today for MLB Tonight. So once that game ends, once that show ends, I zip home, try to get back, hopefully it's second inning, listen to it on the radio, and then hit the games right away and watch everything at home.
Right. And the wife doesn't bother you?
you know.
It's work.
She's a big baseball fan. She's always she's asking me from spring training. So where's the World Series? Where are we going for the World Series? Uh-huh. I'll say Los Angeles,
right.
And the other one I don't know. Yeah. And even now, you know, it's a probability. You know, it's like, well, where are we going? And I try to tell her, hey, look, we could be doing, it could be Tampa Bay and Milwaukee, like it could be, but I don't think so. So you try to narrow it down. But no, my wife is a big baseball fan. She's always psyched. You know, again, we all go out to the World Series. The whole network goes out there. So, I go out with her, and we're excited. So, no, this is a great time of year. And I come home. It is. It's like it feels like that you know, baseball playoff atmosphere, because I've been doing this 30 years, so we're all used to it.
Well, hopefully you'll be coming to Washington for the World Series. Let's see what happens tonight.
Could happen.
Yep, could.
It could happen.
All right, Brian, appreciate the time, buddy. It's Brian Kenny from the MLB Network. Enjoy the games.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Just nervous.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I don't usually read much into it. I saw a picture on Twitter that Heather Zimmerman posted. Ryan Zimmerman couldn't look more relaxed in that photo. And this is maybe the difference. And what Barry Zwerluga was trying to write about in the Washington Post, which we talked about earlier, is there was more pressure on the teams that were favored, the teams that were playing at home. They're kind of free roll in this one, EB, on the road against the Dodgers. Right. You just heard Brian Kenny says he tells his wife every year the World Series is going to be in L.A.
Well, if you think about some of the personalities on the team, I mean, Ryan Zimmerman, for a fact, I know. I mean, there's some anxiety. He is a chill dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked about it before.
It looked like a selfie on the plane with his wife.
Of course, but he's even smiling, talked about it before. Yeah. Like, he doesn't really get that anxious. Like,
yeah.
He's a mellow dude.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Rendon doesn't get that nervous.
Oh, my God. Anthony Rendon in the playoffs is yawning.
He couldn't be more mellow. I'm sure, there's a tension there, and they want to succeed. They're the ultimate competitors. But I don't think they get overwhelmed by the moment.
But
I think a lot of those guys.
Maybe the Dodgers feel a little more pressure. Because the Dodgers maybe thought they were just going to just walk right into the NL Championship Series against either the Braves or Cardinals and walk right back into the World Series. And they got themselves a battle against one of the best pitchers in baseball, in Steven Strasburg.
Can we just get, can the catchers get a hit or two? Whoever it is. I mean, they're 0-for.
I know.
Combined. Yeah. Our catchers have no hits in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Juan Soto. We need a little bit more from Juan. Need a little bit more.
Just takes one big hit.
Now, conversely, the Dodgers are saying the same thing about Bellinger.
True.
Just takes one big hit,
MVP.
Bro.
Just need one home run.
He can go
from
1-for-4, but if that one hits a double into the gap that scores two, he did his job.
I mean, if we're going to keep putting Adam Eaton out there, it'd be nice if he helped and contribute a little bit, too.
Yeah, but he's been getting on base. He's been getting some walks.
All right. Hitting 200.
Bunting guys over.
All right. I'm not saying he's terrible.
You can't harp on the 200 over four games.
Five games.
All right. Well, they already won that game. They already won the Brewer game.
It's the stats that I'm throwing in. I mean,
postseason stats.
Yeah, I'm looking at their postseason numbers.
Yeah, I can't do it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We never got to Adam's Sober October.
We can do that maybe. We come back. Also, we get Dukes on with this idea that Ovi should be over there and be cheerleading the boy. All right, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's gone full month, but we wanted to get an update.
Dude, he hasn't even gone the first 7 days. Wait till
right.
You hear.
But we got into the whole Dwayne Haskins thing, which is subject to interpretation. Let's get AWOT on real quick. Find out what's going on.
Good morning,
Jackie. It's never real quick.
First of all, what is the inspiration for Sober October? Is it the Rogan
Bish
thing?
First, I need to say that I believe firmly that I have no problem with my drinking levels, the amount of alcohol that I intake, and the amount of times I have good nights. But my boss was questioning me, mentioning rehab, and
really,
it got brought up at my other job too. And
you're kidding?
It felt like it was taking over my life.
By the way, those are considered consequences, right? Whenever you have your boss now,
right.
Two bosses.
Well, they thought I was showing up drunk. I was hungover.
You kind of
were. There's
a big
difference.
There's still alcohol in your blood.
Yeah, but you're not at
you
your peak form.
So bad.
They're not hiring you.
The one day you looked awful.
We're not hiring you to work hungover.
He thinks that's okay.
Yeah, you think that's okay.
I think that's perfectly fine.
No, it's not, because you can't perform at your peak abilities.
Who says who? I think I was better than my peak.
When you were hungover, you were worthless.
How do you get better than your peak?
Yeah.
You can't. He's so dumb. You can't. When you show up hungover, that's the same thing as being drunk.
Better than my peak.
It's the same thing as being drunk.
Aren't you going to give me a little credit?
You did come to me and say, look, take a week off. And the reason I did is because I lost my voice. And I'm a radio superstar in Washington, D.C. I need this voice to touch the people. And so,
no, but I could look at your eyes, and your eyes were bloodshot. Your face,
that was from the driving.
Look how puffy his face is. You haven't been drinking this month?
Your face was the size of an NBA basketball.
Yeah.
And I knew that you were hurting inside, right. Your body looked crappy, and your body needed a break. So I told him, I said, you need to take one full week off of drinking.
So I took a full sober weekend to start October, and it went well, and I didn't drink.
You had a couple drinks.
That was on Tuesday. When I went to the Nats game.
All right.
He took the weekend off.
That's not sober October then.
Sober October. This is AWOD style. All right. I made myself some addendums. Okay. Number one, there must be women present for me to drink. All right. I can't drink with the broskies anymore. That's binge drinking, and it's been an issue.
All right.
That's been brought up to me.
All right. So you're cutting down on your broski drinking.
Yes.
Just in October or in life?
Sober October.
Just October.
It's a trial run.
All right. So hold on.
So Tuesday night there was women involved. Just out of curiosity, what did you do Friday night? What did you do Saturday night? Typically nights that you get after it and live your best life.
I played the new FIFA 20 and Madden.
Right. You stayed in.
Stayed in.
With people in
with
your house?
With my roommate. In my house.
And what did you do, just eat instead? Because most people,
I ordered late night chicken wings.
It looks like you've been eating a lot.
Well, when you're not drinking, you got to do something, you know?
Yeah.
How old is your roommate?
24.
And what does he do?
He's a bartender. And he makes so much cash.
Right.
Bartender. Comes home with like $500 a night.
You didn't even need to talk about the money. Just bartender.
Right, bartender.
It's enabler.
Yeah, boozer.
But so my other addendum, my rules are I can get tipsy, not drunk. One to two to three. Drinks and a shot at the most.
When does it end a shot? So he throws the shot in.
Then now you're up to five.
Right.
Like three drinks and a shot. Shot's like two drinks, right? That's like basically like five drinks.
I consider that tipsy.
Right.
So just tip of the drunk.
So you can have
tipsy
October. I
would just call this soberer October. Yeah. It's not a sober.
Less drunk October.
Soberer
October.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, how does your body feel?
I think that's good. He said he feels better.
You feel better?
I do feel better. I feel like I have more energy.
It's easier to wake up.
But I'm missing the good nights, though. Because this weekend,
your nights are terrible. They always end with nothing. They always end the same way.
It's still a good time to get after it and feel like you have a chance at hollering at every girl around.
Well, why don't you have a chance being sober using
your
stupid apps?
You'll have a much
apps.
Better chance being
Did you give up
sober.
On all the apps, the old swiping
No, but
and matching?
I'm just this loser, and I'm boring when I'm drunk. And the conversation, it goes nowhere.
I got news for you. You're still a loser when you're drunk.
Yeah, but I splurt out some funny stuff every once
in a while. Yeah, but you might be able to listen better and pay attention to what they're offering in a date.
I mean, I don't want to get too serious, but you need therapy because you think the only way you're interesting is when you're drunk. Like, your self-esteem is a zero. And I know we don't help.
Well, I mean,
I know
we
don't help
24/7.
Right. I know we don't help, but if you think the only way you're interesting is when you're drunk, I mean, you're doomed for failure.
Are you going to watch the game tonight somewhere?
I'm probably going to take it easy.
What's that mean?
Watch the game at home.
All right, so you're not going to drink tonight.
Can you go the rest of October? Can you take away the addendums?
No chance.
And just not, like, actually do a sober October?
No chance.
No.
Why not?
Because he's, why not? He loves it. He loves alcohol.
It's like, it's not that it's a way of life, but it's the way I like to live. And so, like... I'm not going to. I was so
like
bored this Friday and Saturday.
It's not my way of life. It's the way I like to live.
Go ahead.
I need to have a few drinks and I need to get after it.
You know, I can't believe I'm saying this. But what about maybe weed? Maybe you would be a weed guy. I can't believe I'm saying this. I know, but
I'm not an advocate. But I'm not against it.
Because maybe that would be better for him. I don't know. I feel like the alcohol is so bad for him. The drinking is so bad for him. You think that's crazy, Drabby?
I can't believe
I'm saying it either, but I can't believe I'm saying it.
I think you need to get to know him a little better.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's already part of his
It's
life.
Already a big part of it. Yeah. I don't know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just admit it?
I mean, he gets nervous when I say that.
Why didn't you just admit it?
What? What do you want me to admit?
That you're already smoking
on
weed.
On a public airway here.
Right.
that I have toked in the past before.
Right. Yeah. Is that part of your routine? Your part of your going out routine?
No, but it has been. If there's alcohol involved, there's a way greater chance.
Alcohol's always
when he gets
ball.
When he gets drunk, he likes to hit
like,
the bomb.
Yeah, well, like Jay Gruden in that video, sometimes I'll smoke a cigarette outside or a vape pen or whatever anyone's handing around.
Are you a vapor?
No, but when I get drunk, I'll do anything.
Four nights a week. He can't say no. He is peer pressure. He folds every time.
That is true. I do fold easily under pressure.
Right. That's why his soberer October is probably not going to last that
long.
So
you're not taking it as like, man, a real sign that CK, I mean, let's be honest. CK, he doesn't normally sit guys down and say, you might want to think about rehab. In fact, I'm not sure I've heard him. I mean, not that I'm in on all his personnel discussion. I mean, that's pretty rare.
It was uncomfortable, but at the same time.
You don't value his opinion?
I think it was shtick.
It was mostly shtick. I was here when he said that.
What about what? Oscar said it to you at the other spot or somebody else?
It was mentioned, yeah.
By Oscar.
It came up in conversation at Podcast Village.
What did he say?
That my bosses and guys around the office, and I got brought up on Big O and Dukes, that people think I'm a fat drunk.
Right.
And lazy.
Right.
And not good at my job.
Right.
But I don't think that's
true. You disagree with all of them.
And I think I can even do this job drunk. That's the... I mean, look, it might be overconfident.
Think about what you're saying.
I'm a silly video editor. I could set up a tripod on one leg.
Well, look, I don't want to kill him. And he claims it's not his responsibility, but he did a video for somebody. And as soon as we listened to it, the audio was unlistenable.
The worst video
I've
ever
seen. And he said, I'm just a video guy.
He's not allowed to caption them because he botches the captions so bad.
I know that. But he did like an outside project where it appeared he was hired by somebody. It wasn't for the station,
right?
And they're going to present this to like other TV stations and to other, you know, to try to
for
get
a pitch meeting,
for
basically.
A pitch meeting. And the audio looks actually the audio
for
looked
clients.
Mediocre.
It's for
the
clients.
Audio looked, or the video looked mediocre too, but the audio was unlistenable.
So you're clubbing his work product now.
Well, he claims he's only a video guy.
Right.
It didn't matter that the audio was terrible.
I break down every single one of your pictures.
What?
Your mic's not on, dummy.
What?
I think Valdez turned it off.
That's why he's such a superstar.
I could take
radio
down every
airwave.
Single one of your photos that you put out on Instagram. You crop like a 14-year-old.
So what?
What do you mean I crop like a
14-year-old? That's not his job, by the way. That's a hobby.
What do you mean I crop like a 14-year-old?
I don't like the way you crop your photos.
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
What I'm more mystified by, and you know what, I told myself I wasn't going to bring this up today, but it's hard not to. I just don't know what the kid does when he's here. He likes to sit there. And I went over there at like 6:15 to post an update on the Facebook page. It's just easier to do on that computer. He was playing chess. He was playing chess on his phone.
Hey, he's working hard.
That was 2 minutes after he got here.
I know, but it's like he sits down to work and he's playing chess.
I agree. You can play chess drunk.
Drabby.
I believe that.
Right. Someone's texting 7 minutes ago. He said, and I don't think this is true, he heard Adam got into a fight at the GOAT in Arlington last week.
That happened?
That's not true, is it?
No, I didn't get into a fight at all.
An altercation?
No, it wasn't an altercation. I was drunk.
Oh, so something happened.
Tell that guy we need more details.
Wait. If it was last week.
It was
October
September
9th.
30th, actually.
It was.
And that was the night before I came in here.
That was the night when you came in here the next morning.
Right.
It's an open story that I was at the GOAT and I was underserved pizza. And so because of that, I was drunk.
It's okay, but hold on. Story.
Did you get into it with a stranger or one of your buddies?
One of my buddies.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought it was a stranger. It's a better story if it's a stranger.
All right, bottom line is, it's kind of a fake sober October.
No. I'm not going to be coming in here drunk. Not for October.
Or not even hungover. How about ever? Nobody wants you hungover at work.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal to be hungover.
You can't perform at the peak of your abilities. I mean, you're so stupid if you think you can. So you want to maintain. The position you would like to take is that you could still do your job hungover.
I don't understand the difference. Hungover is not drunk. You're
alcohol.
Shows
you how critical that job is.
Drabby.
If that indeed is true, it tells you, and that's the reason why
it's impossible.
Paid minimum wage
anybody
or whatever
that's hungover cannot perform as well as they should be.
I understand.
Nobody can.
Look, I don't look at all of these videos. I've seen some, and he's done some that have been solid. What you're saying is his work is spotty at best. I'm not stunned.
Because he's probably
he's basically just throwing it out there. So what he's saying is, I can do whatever I want. I'm putting videos out there, and that's good enough. He's a that's good enough
this
guy.
Always ends the same way. I don't know how to get out of it. We get into this sort of enigma conversation that I don't know how to get out of it.
You
leave me speechless.
I will continue sober October, but I'm not saying that it might be a bender November.
Good. I'm a dragon bender.
So dumb.
November.
All right. We should see what people say on the text machine.
I know.
They hate the kid.
Give us a couple.
No, it's fine.
Is it too mean?
Yeah, a lot of it's mean.
It's too mean.
One guy wants him to jump off.
I want to hear the mean stuff. I kind of like getting hated.
No, you don't want to hear it.
Of course he does. He likes any attention.
Any
positive or negative.
I can handle it.
Attention dollars 101. All right. We'll be right back. But I do need to mention, federal agencies adopt Nutanix hyperconverged infrastructure to transform their data centers into enterprise clouds. This software platform simplifies and modernizes federal data centers, runs any application at any scale, and manages any hybrid or multi-cloud environment. Are you trying to make legacy infrastructure deliver these modern benefits or considering deferring security, SLAs, and cost predictability to the public cloud? If so, take a closer look at Nutanix. Read why industry analysts named Nutanix the industry leader at Nutanix.com/1067TheFan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bridge this Sunday before the Redskins play the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Be there at 11 o'clock. Never got around to playing the Bill Callahan clips. He does say he's going to change the culture. We'll see. Hopefully. I'll tell you what. If the Nats, this is the worst case scenario for the Junkies. Nats lose tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about them tomorrow. And then that'll be,
by the way, the Skins
dormant for
Skins need the Nats to win.
And then the Skins lose on Sunday to the Dolphins.
They're going to beat the Dolphins. I'm on record.
All right.
I think they'll beat the Dolphins, too.
You want to place a little wager on that one?
I mean, I'll put $5. I don't want to bet a lot.
All right.
I mean, they're the Redskins. I don't like to bet that way.
Look, if the Dodgers win and I hand you 114, then
you know, you know what's so funny about that? I've forgotten that bet.
Oh, yeah?
At different times, I forget about it.
Oh.
I forgot I have
it. I probably won't have it for you tomorrow. Probably be
if the Nats, if the Nats win tonight, I got to have $250 for you tomorrow.
Well, you can wait till Friday, but
a little bit of money on me, but
you can Venmo me the money.
I don't have it in my Venmo.
He's a big Venmo guy.
Venmo only has $78.
I like Venmo.
My Venmo account has basically been used for when I begged for free money for one day, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And then whatever I got in there, like $80, I paid Adam 10, I think, for something.
So I will pay you $114, and out of the $114, maybe you can put a little bit of money on your Skins.
So for people that don't understand, so I have an emotional hedge on the Dodgers. I think so does Jason.
I got the same amount. We both put $250 to win $114.
Right. So I should be happy either way.
Did you end up betting? I forget. You were talking about it.
No, he did not.
He stayed away.
No, he did not do it.
Yeah. So I will be if they lose.
He doesn't care either way. He wasn't going to bet. He doesn't care.
If they lose, he'll be bitter. But I will be psyched when you give me 114. So it does kind of offset it a little bit.
Okay. It doesn't hurt as much.
It doesn't hurt as much.
Well, that's why you do it.
Right.
And it'll be a long off season, though.
No, it's going to be. When can Rendon start talking to other teams and all that? When can all that go down? That's going to be the Nats off season
discussion.
I think
it's after the World Series.
That quickly? Is it November-ish?
Pretty sure.
November-ish? I don't know. I know Grant and Danny and those guys know all the rules, but
I would think when the season ends is when, maybe it's a month after that. Who knows?
Right. Remember, Bryce has just dragged on for a while. We thought that was going to happen a little quicker than it did. Let's go to Mark real quick in Alexandria. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen,
sure.
I can't stand Adam. He's right up there with Rom as unlikable. But the one way he could possibly get, I don't know if he'd actually get laid, but he could have some release, is if he agrees, gets on either alt.com or AFF and agrees to be a sub.
So Is that like a gay thing? Is that what you're suggesting?
No. It's subservient, and so he'd have to address.
Adam, would you be into that? Would you be like let someone be dominant over you?
I would commit to the bit.
You would if you could get hit the skins at the end of it.
Yeah.
So like even if she made you like wear like a night, you know, like a girl's outfit or something and walked around like a dog.
Walked him around Clarendon on Wilson.
Yeah. But then you got to hit the skins at the end of the night. Would you do that?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to hit the skins first and then be humiliated.
No, they're not going to do that.
You're humiliated while you're hitting skins.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea because I thought, honestly, that the best way he could hit skins would be to go gay.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he'd actually, you know, and his wish about having it, you know, he gets his way and then that's not going to happen, at least from what I understand. But yeah.
Are you into that world? That. Are you into that, like, dominatrix, that
no,
kind of thing?
No. Absolutely not. I'm the guy who called a couple months ago about the bi girlfriend.
Right. I vaguely remember. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Yep, bye.
Yeah. I kind of remember that.
He said she was hot, smoking hot bi girlfriend, and she was a...
Yeah, she was
She was
right,
a five
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, but for his age.
For his age. He was in his 50s or something,
right? I thought that that whole sub thing is... it's not about sex. Like, those two people don't have sex.
So
it's about the humiliation.
They just humiliate you and then nothing happens?
Don't they say that's like what Wall Street guys are into?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, no, it's because I watch Billions.
Isn't your brother into Wall Street? Because
I watch Billions. What's his name? The
Fifty
character
Shades of Gray,
played
Christian Grey.
Pigface in Private
You know,
Parts.
I never
what's
saw Fifty
name?
Shades of Grey. I have no idea.
No, not Fifty Shades of Grey. I never said Fifty Shades of Grey. Billions, the TV show.
Yeah, I never watched that either. But I do think that might be an avenue for you. You can,
yeah,
you
but
can,
there's no skin hitting, though.
Well, you have to look. Man, that's your theory. You don't know that that's... this guy sounds like he knows more. He's more into the scene than
I don't
you.
Know. I've seen a lot of porno.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going on 14 months of a guy who's tried to have sex every day and has failed every single day.
Uh-huh. And in the 14 months, we can't even confirm that.
Right.
We just know for sure. It's
no,
been
no. We can confirm. The last time it was when I brought the girl home from living room, and we got it on security footage. I brought home.
We don't
a
have
big
the
girl.
Skins. We don't have the skins on security footage. It's
no,
not
we
like
don't.
A Bubba situation,
right?
But you brought a girl home.
I did,
and you
and she left satisfied the next morning.
Yeah,
right
sure she
when I
there.
Went to work,
right?
But did you buy her breakfast?
Two breakfasts. She probably need two breakfasts. Have you talked to her since? Maybe you should go back to that well.
No, she
was satisfied because she was walking out the door.
Exactly, because she was leaving.
She was skipping.
All right, I think it's worth it. I think we should. Can we, hey, Drabby, maybe what? Next week, when, you know, bit season, you know, we're just kind of.
Yeah.
The skins bring an early bit season on, right?
People are excited for that.
Right. So we can maybe look into a dominatrix.
I love it.
And see, you know, how that world works. But there has to be some sort of understanding that skins hitting at the end of the day is probably going to happen. That you can't. I don't want to just dragging him around like a dog and then no payoff.
Right.
Right.
I'm all about it.
That's the best we can do for him.
The only thing
we're
can do
for him. We're at that point.
We're at that point.
I mean, he was turned down by a granny.
I know. Once again, my DMs are open at the One Sports Nerd. Any average-looking girls out there listening?
That's a great pitch.
Right.
You think you'll get one?
I'll get a bunch of dudes calling me a loser.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Big game tonight. I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to be a negative Nelly. If the bats come alive, I like our chances. I think we'll be a big winners. If not, I don't like us in a close one-run game. If
isn't
it's 2-1,
3-2.
It normally is. No, it's normally. That's why I think it has to be.
If we have 15 hits and 8 runs,
isn't
I think
that Major League
I like
Baseball?
Our chances.
Well, no, like the last game where it was 6-1. I like our chances if we score a bunch of runs. I don't like our chances in a one-run game.
All right, got to get out of here. For Bish, EB, I'm...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.